I don't know why everybody picks on me. Doesn't everybody write miserable songs?
I hope so.
I always get in trouble for it. It seems like everybody does.
Sure, Teddy Thompson writes miserable songs, but he does it with a sense of self-awareness. And on his new album, Bella, Teddy brings warmth and dark humor to his stories of heartbreak and love gone wrong. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Teddy Thompson is, of course, the son of British folk rock legends Richard and Linda Thompson. But although Teddy's dark, clever, and funny lyrics definitely call his father's songs to mind, Teddy's style is very different. He got his start singing backup on his father's albums, but when he went out on his own, turned out Teddy had a much more pop sensibility. That's very much on display on Teddy Thompson's new album, Bella, a loose concept album about the hazards of love, named after his ex-girlfriend. And Teddy told FUV's Claudia Marshall that a big part of the reason he doesn't sound that much like his parents is because of the music he grew up listening to.
I grew up listening to the Everly Brothers and Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly and the Louvin Brothers and people like that. And I was very enamored of that sound and that. Also, that songwriting, you know, it's not often thought of as, I mean, I was always interested in the song, I guess, you know, and I like the fact that they said everything really quickly. You only had 2.5 minutes to get your point across, which I thought was great. And you had to be clever and, you know, to do that. I mean, Chuck Berry songs, for example, are just full of wit and you know, sly remarks, and yet they're, you know, they hit home. It's just a great style.
I was born with a love disease. It's known as chronic heart to please. I want the one I can't have. Given choices A and B, I'll probably go with option C. I want the one I can't have.
This is a great record. Are you
Thanks.
Already thinking about the next thing?
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Oh,
any
I don't
hints?
Know.
No.
Well, I change my mind all the time, so I get excited about ideas. I'm more of a thinker than a doer. You know, I'm someone that sits at home and thinks, that'd be great if I did that, and then I don't like actually
doing
it so much. It seems like a.
Well, it's always better in your head, isn't it?
It's always better in your head. That's
always.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's very hard to realize, you know, something. The way it is in your head.
Right, because it's always going to turn out into something else anyway.
So, yeah.
You know.
I'd quite like to make it just a solo record without anything on it. I'd quite like to make a very simple record.
Like an acoustic
record.
Sort of a singer-songwritery or a folky or a, you don't know.
I don't know about the genre stuff. I always find that really confusing and misleading. But
that kind of comes later.
Yeah, but just, you know. Just me and a guitar and an orchestra and a children's choir.
Home is where you go when you're feeling low. Mom will wash your clothes, tell you how you've grown. Home. Home. Can't sleep in too late. Bed's got to be made.
Teddy Thompson live with Home and the One I Can't Have. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.